After I moved in, you may have received communications from persons telling you don't engage with Mr. Driscoll with this story. Just carry on like you have been doing. They consider to themselves to not worry. He will eventually fail once again to establish a voice in a common sense way for communities united for wellness will stand instead of communities divided will fall. We all know that I have presented myself that I have engaged in a long walk of beauty behind tongues tied by targeted hurtful shame and is documented at http://aloanwakoffbuddy.us. These things considered out-of-the-box actions of a person knowing the right and wrong in all of these matters. Knowing the truth that oppression forces now has returned to attempt to silence a voice in this community that absolutely refuses to shut the fuck up, even though a community does not listen to its members the way it ought to. For even back in 2003, 2004, 2005, we had Thanksgiving dinner community united at Allen Temple Manor for all of our residents. We did not even have that kind of event here in Denver for our building. Did I miss something? I got no invite. The indifference to that fact alone makes this place the sterile of community sharing that I walked into seeing and disbelieving. Something again seems abstract and wrong to common sense realities of community. No one here will speak up for what it to be heard. For they don't want to rock the boat and lose their housing. For doing so, again, we shutter ourselves off from the world of relationships and just accept the conditions that are present. It is not right. I know it is not. But there was something that I saw in you, Daryl, to the offering of what would be very out of character and out of trends, per the 2011 article that you offered your help and assistance for my recovery of my CR from tow charges and such. I want to give you a very special thank you kindly notation for the record. If what can be placed into this for you to see I am being most admirable to the presentations of happiness and wellness for us here in this building, I hope that my request of earlier today through Twitter is granted. I really don't know what else to do but to not call on to blindness of our soul when I know I don't suffer such blindness after glows from being a long-term person living with HIV/AIDS separated from community ideals of unity forward and fun factors not die factors of just barely passing living, breathing, eating, and sleeping. I take this statement to my grave, should anything happen to me very serious. Please take note in the text that are presented in, https://james.driscoll/posts/coomkybwzyexcerpt here, I am now in Colorado for reasons that are very mind-blind unnecessary for them to have done these acts against me in Oakland and all previous hopes housings they should have to at least offer me back. Community spoken from all. Sorry Mr. James Driscoll, we were wrong to do this and not take your voice and tone into view of circumstance it was actually caused by, justified reasons and we all promise not to endanger or act down on anyone else in community under these same terms. We realize the needed change. We have changed. And here is the proof, policies and procedures being properly managed. Or something in that regard. If not, I am going to continue my walk from Big Sur sometime next year after the winter, finances permitting.